The Father, who is the Holy Spirit, determined that Jesus would be his body and soul, and that he, the Father, would reveal the way that men can come to him, the truth about him, and how his life can come into men. Some people consider the Son as less than the Father, but this verse says that the fullness of the Father dwelt in him. And then Jesus said, "The Father is greater than I," John 14:28. So how do we make sense of this, and what is the truth? The Holy Spirit fills the universe. He cannot be contained inside one physical body. In this sense, he is greater than the Son, who is finite. But this is an issue of dimensions and not quality. Jesus is fully God and ought to be honored as such. Every person will be judged by Christ Jesus, Romans 2:16. When they stand before the Lord, it will be Jesus whom they see, 2 Timothy 4:1. Understanding the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus helps us understand what Jesus was talking about in Matthew 7:21-23, where he tells those that reject him as Messiah that they will one day stand before him and be rejected, despite all their prayers and good deeds on behalf of, and I quote, the Lord, end quote. Jesus is the physical presence of the Word and Holy Spirit, and he is intended to be the object of our worship, so that we do not enter into error, seeking the Lord where he cannot be found. If you haven't already, bow before the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as Creator, Savior, Healer, and Life-Giver.